Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Our collective smile here on Sabres Live just got bigger because Shayna Goldman is with us. It's Friday, so those are multiple reasons to be happy right now.
Smiles are because we're educating Shayna on Steve Bernier and his first game after getting traded in the Brian Campbell trade with two goals and assist, and how that didn't go anywhere. So we got to teach her about our market and what makes like the history that recycles itself.
Yeah, it's always so funny too. Like, so many teams have these like little quirks and little details, and it's like, it's hard to be as like engrossed in everything as you can if you're not there. But I love when you like can pick up on those little ticks and tricks from around like each team.
And it's relevant because the trade deadline's a week from today. Yes. And sadly, you're not going to be with us next Friday, but you're going to have great coverage through The Athletic, of course. And we will undoubtedly be following along and conversing about which team and or big name player that's going to steal the headlines, either between now or just then, which is next Friday.
I think a team that is going to steal the headlines is going to be the Colorado Avalanche. I simply don't think they're done. I don't think they should be done. And it's really tricky because, you know, they haven't been healthy all year, right? They just got Valanciunas Nichushkin back, who hadn't played at all in 2025. They started the year without him, without Lehkonen. Drouin's been in and out. Gerard was hurt. Like, there's been all different ailments, and then obviously the Rantanen deal. I look at them, and I have questions about what they're going to do at 2C, or if they think they'll be fine there because their wingers are back. And if not, I still look at that, and I say, okay, are you going to add a defenseman? Are you going to add a depth winger? I don't count them out as a team that, you know, changed their entire goaltending situation in season.
Talking about goaltending, though, I mean, Jordan Binnington, John Gibson, those are two names that are in the news cycle, but there seemed to be only one team, the Edmonton Oilers. Is that where the match game needs to happen?
I feel like we've been saying this one for a minute, right? Like, what was it? Was it early 2 years ago when Edmonton made the coaching change? We were like, there has to be an in-season goalie trade, and we were, you know, hammering on about a trade that never happened. And they've been fine with Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard. But it's kind of interesting with them because say you do go for a Binnington or even a Gibson because he's unreliable in the sense of his injuries, right? Yes. Look at Binnington, he's unreliable in the sense of the way he plays. And sometimes with Binnington, you need to get through the regular season and the day-to-day to get to the big moments to let him shine. But even then, like, that's betting on something really unpredictable in a position that's really volatile. And you say, do you want more of that, or do you want the uncertainty that you already have in Stuart Skinner, right? Like, they're the team that I think is going to be the easiest to link a goaltender to, but I don't think that's their number one priority anymore. I don't think it should be. Not that it isn't. I don't think it should be. I think their number one priority needs to be finding some top six wingers because they made these swings and they haven't all panned out the way we expected.
I love the mountains, so can we retreat back to Denver and ask about Casey Mittelstadt amidst all of what you think could happen with the Avs? Because obviously it's very relative to this market, how he was dealt last year for Bo Byram. Certainly seems like it's been a good move from a Sabre standpoint, even though at the time people were like, did they need another defenseman? And it's pretty clear that Byram and Dahlin have been very good together. Like, what is, like, Mittelstadt just got a 3-year deal for under $6 million, but he's only just over 30 points right now. So is this part of what you're talking about with Colorado? Like, they could move off of this deal that was just signed, take that money, and really do something big?
Yeah, I think so. And it's tough because I don't fault them for signing that contract, right? Like, Casey Mittelstadt went to Colorado, and he looked great there. He looked great in the regular season because when he was in Buffalo, he was scoring a lot, right? He had a ton of primary assists. He was setting career highs for 2 years. But below the surface, you were like, something doesn't add up. They're scoring way more than expected, and usually there's some sort of regression when the underlying numbers don't match what's happening on the ice, especially when it's not. We're not talking about an elite player, right? If Nathan MacKinnon outscores expectations, we're not going to be questioning it because we know he has that star power to do so. But when he went to the Avs, everything below the surface checked out. In the postseason, everything below the surface checked out. He kept up with their pace, which was really impressive. He was great off the rush. He had some really big points in round one. But then this year, his rush game has completely fallen apart. He is not entering the zone as much. He's not creating scoring chances in transition. He's not passing the puck like he was. I think part of it is the team around him because he hasn't had those true top six wingers throughout much of the season. We saw him produce earlier in the year when he was on the top power play unit with all the injuries. But he's playing with guys like, you know, Logan O'Connor, who you don't expect him to play with when it was supposed to be Lehkonen and Nichushkin or Drouin and Nichushkin. Like, there's a big difference in quality. So you have to take that context in mind, but also it doesn't hurt them to make a move. And I think that there are teams that would be interested in him. Mm. I think Nashville might be the most intriguing one because I think Ryan O'Reilly's an ideal fit, but I also could see, you know, reclamation project for reclamation project, someone like Tommy Novak.
So last year, the Sabres traded Mittelstadt and got Bo Byram. That was a hockey trade at the deadline and, you know, or before the deadline, but just, you know, a big trade. Like, it was something that shook us a little bit, and wow, like, Casey Mittelstadt is gone and Bo Byram comes in. What is the similar trade or hockey trade that the Sabres can make now? We all know that, you know, Cousins and Tuck and Byram have been in the talks, but today there was a report that's surfaced that, well, maybe JJ Paterka could be in there. Like, are we buying the JJ Paterka talk out there that it could be a move for the Sabres? I mean, I don't see it happening, but do you?
No, I don't think it should happen. I think he's one of those wingers you want to keep around because through much of the season, and I know he has had some down stretches, right? Who among us hasn't, right?
Yeah.
But he's been really good. Like, there to open the season, he was the guy, right? It was keep him and Tage Thompson apart because they are the two drivers getting everybody else going. He's someone that's young enough that can help the Sabres in the long run, but he's good enough to help them right now. Like, he has that ideal age range and has that readiness to him where I think that there's still room for improvement without worrying so much with everybody else that you're pointing to something from, I don't know, 2 years ago going, well, maybe he can get back to that. Like, no, he has that and he's shown it to you this year. So he's not the guy I would be looking to move. I think the names that are a little more intriguing to me is an Alex Tuck, right? Because I think that's going to be attractive to a team that's in that right now bubble. And as it stands, he is one of the Sabres' better wingers. And I think that's fine and well and good, but he's not someone you want to be your number one winger, right? On a contender, he's your two or three, and he's very good in that role, but you want a game breaker at the top. So I wonder if they could find something, you know, to satisfy a winger and then bring to satisfy a contender and also bring something back that would help the Sabres in the long run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are so many second-round picks that typically move at this time of year, and it's so underwhelming when we talk about trades for second-round picks. You can sense that in my voice, like how demoralizing it is to see a transaction and then see what the return is. And I'm certainly not advocating for this, but because Tuck's name is in the cycle here and you just talked about him, like, and I get it, every team's going to be different in what they can offer, but like, what, in your opinion, like, what is an Alex Tuck deal look like? Like, what should a team get in return for a player like him?
It really depends. It's tricky because I agree with you. I don't want to just see these deals that are one-sided. It's not player for player unless a team can take those picks and turn into something, right? And that's what I think has to happen if you're Buffalo. And I think it has to happen for a lot of teams. You look at what the Washington Capitals did in 2023, and they managed to take their pick that they got back for, I think it was Orloff and Hathaway, and flipped it for Sandin. Just like that. That now you don't care that they got it first because they already moved it.
Right.
I don't think the Sabres need to like build up on picks. But if they do get a pick and then feel free to move that pick or their own pick, right? Because their pick is going to be more valuable than a contender's. Like that to me is where it could get a little bit more intriguing. But ideally, you know, if they're trading him, they can find that young player, but not that 18-year-old per se, right? That like 22-year-old kind of player who's ready and just entering their prime that has a little bit more readiness. I keep like stressing that they need to be a little bit more ready because the Sabres want to take that next step.
What happens with Zucker and Greenway? They're UFAs and maybe even Henry Jokiharju, who has gotten a chance at the Four Nations to shine and scored a couple of goals when he came back in, you know, the first two games. So there are three names. They are UFAs that are definitely on the radar to be rentals for some other teams.
Yeah, and they should be, right? Because you look at where the Sabres are in the playoff picture and you look at where contenders are, those are the players that sometimes get overrated by playoff teams for their experience or for someone like Greenway. He brings that grittiness. We can go back to those Minnesota years where he did perform in the playoffs and he was a part of that great line with Foligno and Eriksson-Ek and go, okay, maybe there's something to it. I think if you have to look at those three names and say, okay, the Sabres are going to pick one, it would be Greenway because I think, one, he's been good here, and two, I think he brings a little something that this team doesn't have on the forecheck. But if you're Buffalo, why not try to maximize it? But I think that you can't stop there because you're going to get picks back. Those are the kinds of players you're getting picks back for, more than not. So you have to just figure out what to do with those picks.
The Islanders had a big win last night. They defeated Boston in the battle of who's going to lose five in a row. So the answer is Boston. So maybe we should pick, and the Oilers, by the way, they've lost five in a row. Do you think Nelson stays? And because it was a matchup last night, like, what do you think the Bruins are going to do now that they have lost five in a row?
I think both teams need to be real with what they are and what their trajectory is. There's a big difference between, say, the Islanders and the Bruins and then the Red Wings and the Senators and the Blue Jackets, who are all in that same kind of boat with the playoff picture. Because the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets and the Senators have done that retool for so long and rebuilt and have so many future assets that they just need the experience at this point, right? Because say you're the Blue Jackets and you're going for the playoffs and their chances are going in and maybe losing in round one, that is the experience that team could use to build in the future. They have too many assets. They have so much cap space. They do not need to be conservative versus the Islanders and Bruins. You end up in round one in that wild card two and lose again in round one, you just hurt your draft picks. You just hurt your future because it's like that false sense of security that you don't need to have right now. I could see the Islanders holding on to Brock Nelson because that sometimes is what they do, right? Mm-hmm. There have been times where they were in worse shape when the deadline rolled around and they opted against moving out their pending UFAs, even if they walked for nothing or just extended them at the wrong point in their careers. I think Brock Nelson is a very underrated 2C. I think he gets a lot of flack because he doesn't have the same points as other 2Cs, and I would blame the Islanders system and the team around him and not him individually. I think he's a very high-end player. I would be trying to get a haul for him. He is the best center on the market. And I even like a move for, say, a Casey Mittelstadt where you get younger and prepare for the future and lower the cap right there, and you still get something back, right? Mittelstadt plus for Nelson, I think, would thread the needle, but I just don't see it happening. The Bruins, I think, are going to be a little bit more willing to sell. I just don't know how far they're going to go.
Okay, the Sabres play the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow at 7 p.m., 6:30. Duffer and I will be on the pregame. Oh, by the way, I just read that Jakub Dobesh will be the goalie for the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow. But at 6 p.m., we've got a big game at the SHU in Ohio State, Columbus and Detroit. Now, the league somehow this year, everything has worked out. Like the Four Nations, Canada, USA on Saturday night, on Thursday, everything's worked out. The cap's going up. The revenues are thriving. This, to me, is a big home run because it is playoff implication. They're both in the wild card spot. It's going to be 90-plus thousand people. Columbus is a great story. Shayna, how glued to your TV will you be tomorrow at 6 p.m. to watch that game outdoors in Ohio?
Listen, I was glued to my TV last night at 7 p.m. to watch their first matchup because I was so excited for it because they were such big implications. And while the game wasn't great, I think Saturdays will be a lot better. I'm hoping at least I want it more evenly matched because it's a massive matchup. The NHL got so lucky with this one. I cannot stress that enough because when they announced this matchup, you went, neither of these teams should be in it. And if you're going Columbus, it shouldn't be against Detroit. That felt like the original six shoo-in to try to generate some popularity instead of going for maybe someone like the Penguins that's right there and feels like more of a rivalry, right? Like you could have even sold me on the Lightning. It would have been a little bit more interesting, but it worked out because if it were the Penguins, nobody's tuning in. It would have been the Winter Classic 2.0. And now you have it that these two teams are jostling for position. And yes, they could both make the playoffs, but every point matters to both of them because they're not the only ones in the race. And I think it adds all the more intrigue. The vibes seem impeccable for both teams right now. The crowd, I'm sure, is going to be great. And even the jerseys are slam dunks. Like, this is huge. I cannot believe it. This might be, I know Rangers Islanders ended up being an excellent game last year because it was that big comeback win for the Rangers and it was dramatic to the last second. But generally speaking, these outdoor games don't live up to the hype. And I truly think this could be one of the best ones we've seen in a minute.
I'm just glad Chicago's not involved. Shayna, we
got enough of that.
We love the enthusiasm and have a great build up to next week's trade deadline. We will see you very soon.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.